to whet your spiritual appetite and encourage you to read a chapter in your Bible every day. This is Chapter by Chapter with Pastor Sandy Adams of Calvary Chapel, Stone Mountain.
2 Corinthians chapter 7 begins with three characteristics that should be true of every Christian ministry. We have wronged no one, corrupted no one, and defrauded no one. Or if phrased in the positive, we have maintained integrity in our relationships, leadership, and stewardship. Every Christian minister will one day answer to God for how he handled people, scripture, and money. God comforts the downcast, and often he uses people to communicate his comfort. Titus had rejoined Paul and had brought encouraging news from Corinth. Paul's rebuke had been received. The corruption in Corinth had been cleaned up. Paul's previous letter made the Corinthians sorrow, but it was a good grief. His words, like darts, had burst the bubble of their phony spirituality. The Corinthians, once loud and proud, were now remorseful and repentant. There are two types of sorrow. One produces a desire to change. The other grovels in self-pity. One regrets breaking the heart of God. The other regrets getting caught. One produces tears that bring a cleansing to the soul. The other produces tears that leave trails in a girl's makeup, but make no inroads into her heart. Paul does not regret stepping on their toes because it drove them to their knees.
This is Chapter by Chapter, and each day at this time, Pastor Sandy Adams will summarize for you a chapter in God's Word. For a complete tape study of today's chapter, you can call us at 8777-BY-CHAP. That's 8777-BYCHAP. If you would like to listen again to today's chapter, visit our website at CalvaryChapelStoneMountain.com. Thanks for listening.